One of the hardest parts of doing anything is just getting started. And especially when it comes to health and fitness, I know so many people who are out there trying to make their lives perfect before they start a training program or before they start eating right. They say, I've just got too much stress on my plate right now. I've got too many things I'm trying to do, and I've got to put this off until next week or next month or next year. And we do this over and over again. But the reality is that you don't want to wait. If you're waiting to start making your life better and you're waiting for a perfect time, you're never going to come up with the perfect time, because life is never perfect. And you want to be able to do fitness when your life isn't perfect, because that's when you need it the most. So today we're going to be talking about how to start. And this is going to be just a quick Warrior Fitness Notes. This is the second Warrior Fitness Notes we've done. And it's just going to be a quick episode where I take you into depth on this specific subject, how to get started. Before we get into that conversation, I want to give you a message from our sponsors. This podcast is sponsored by F-Bomb Nutrition. They make absolutely delicious portable packets of fat, and they make these amazing macadamia nut butters. Absolutely delicious, mixed up with chocolate, sea salt, or pecan butter, and there's no sugar in them. They taste like a macadamia nut cookie. I can't tell you how much I love these things. I eat a couple of them every single day, and our listeners get 20% off of their first order when they go to www.dropanfbomb.com and use the code WARRIORSOUL at checkout. This company is absolutely amazing. They're sending packages of these overseas to the troops on the front lines, and the people who run this, really great people, Ross and Kara, definitely check them out. Additionally, I want to let you know about our Warrior for Life program. This is a new program that we've come up with to help veterans, men, anybody out there who's trying to bring their fitness and their life to the next level. What we're trying to do here is create a community of high performers who are pushing each other to be their very best every single day. When you sign up, you're going to get access to our private Facebook group where I put out tools, tactics, give out live tips every single day on that private Facebook group. Also, we're giving out a free testosterone optimization checklist and a free 21-day testosterone optimization workout that you can get if you head over to www.warriorsoulagoji.com. That's A-G-O-G-E, warriorsoulagoji.com. And you click on the main link there and just sign up. So with that, guys, let's get into this conversation about getting started in fitness on this episode of Warrior Fitness Notes on the Warrior Soul Podcast.
This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. We need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason: to live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? So today I got a question from someone, and you know, to be honest with you, it threw me for a loop. And it was a really simple question. It was, how do I start? And, you know, myself as a trainer, as somebody who's coached so many different people and has been enmeshed in this nutrition and fitness realm for such a long time, when somebody asks me a very basic question like that, it causes my brain to kind of flip over, because, you know, I've been in this so long, I feel like almost everybody's been exposed to these techniques, these tools, to fitness in general. But there's a lot of people out there who want to start. And I think, you know, we live in amazing times right now where you can get so much information off the internet. You got YouTube videos, podcasts, you know, blogs, all these different assets that you can gain information from. And I think in so many ways that is awesome, but at the same time, it's also paralyzing for a lot of people. You know, when I was a kid,
there was like two or three magazines that you could choose from. And those were what you went through to start, right? And what happened with me was I picked up one of those magazines. I started trying to follow those programs to the T when I went to the gym. And then somebody came up to me and said, hey, you're trying to follow that Arnold Schwarzenegger routine there. That's a little bit too complicated, kid. Let's make it a little bit more simple. Focus on the squat, the deadlift, and the bench press. And then, you know, focus on eating good food. Don't worry about doing all these complicated things. And I think that's what we need to get back to in a way. Now, for those of you at home who are trying to figure out how to start, the biggest thing I'll say to you right now is to start. Just to take some action, right? And it doesn't have to be a huge action. But if you're not doing anything right now, anything you do is going to make your life better. So with your diet, rather than worrying about trying to follow some complicated, crazy diet, try removing the sugar, removing, you know, the candy, the sodas, all that stuff that we know is really bad for you. Start drinking water. Start eating vegetables. Have a few pieces of fruit a day. Have some good sources of protein. And, you know, include some good carbs. See what that does for you for a little bit, right? And chances are if you're eating candy and soda and eating a lot of sugar right now, that switch will make a huge difference in how you feel and in your ability to lose weight, because you'll be probably consuming less calories and you'll probably feel a lot better because you're not getting massive insulin spikes all the time, right? And that little action can make your life better. You don't have to worry about following like a complicated ketogenic diet or another complicated diet paradigm out there. Just worry about that first, right? And then with your exercise, well, if you're not doing anything right now and you don't have time to go to the gym, well, try walking, right? Just try walking. Anybody can walk, right? If you've got the ability to walk, you know, try walking. Try moving a little bit more, right? And try and go out for maybe a 30-minute walk. And then every quarter mile or every half mile, you know, after a couple of weeks of just walking, start to incorporate some body weight squats, right? Learn how to come up over here on YouTube, find a video that teaches you how to body weight squat, learn that, right? And then, you know, maybe learn how to do a push-up and try to do some push-ups. And each week, try to increase the number of push-ups and the number of body weight squats you do when you're going out for your walks, and try to increase the intensity just a little bit, right? And then once you've done that for a while, and again, you're probably going to see some results there because you weren't doing anything before. So you're probably going to start to get leaner, and you're probably going to start to feel better, and you're probably going to start to feel a little bit stronger. Once you do, then maybe graduate yourself up a little bit. Maybe, you know, go to a gym and try to get the advice of a trainer to try and just teach you how to squat, to bench press, to do basic exercises with a barbell and a dumbbell, right? And even if you can't afford a trainer, you can start to try to look up some of those basic exercises here on YouTube or on whatever video platform you're using. And you can try to learn from that. But the bottom line is, guys, there is no magic to any of this stuff. A lot of people try to make things seem a lot more complicated than they really are. And it's as much planning as you try to do, as much research as you try to do, none of that research matters for you. What matters is what you're going to be able to do. And I'll tell you something right off the bat. If you try to make this complicated, if you try to plan this so that it's completely perfect, life has a way of coming back and kicking you in the ass and saying, you know what, your plan, it's complete crap and you can't do it right now. So start with the basics. Try to create something that's sustainable that you can do anywhere, that you can follow no matter what. Start to instill the discipline in yourself to get something done every day, to avoid the foods that are bad for you. And in reality, it's that discipline that really matters. That's what you're looking for. Not looking for a quick solution. You're not looking for some magic pill. You're looking for the discipline to allow you to be healthy, to be fit, to be happier, to be able to take control over your life for the rest of your life. And that's what I got for today, guys. If you want to join us on the Warrior Soul Fitness Academy, you can sign up at www.warriorsoulagoji.com. And when you sign up, for men, you're going to get a free testosterone optimization checklist. All this stuff is really simple practices that you can implement in your life. There's nothing there that's based around a pill or a magic potion or an injection or anything like that. These things are simple and a lot of them are free, and you can start to implement those. I also have a 21-day free testosterone optimization workout in there that we're also putting out as well. So you can go check those out. And like I said, guys, fitness is about living the rest of your life in freedom, giving you the ability to do whatever you want to do. It's not about looking good at the end of the day. It's not about how much you can squat, how much you can deadlift. It's about taking control over your circumstances and being in control for the rest of your life. Thank you all for listening. We'll talk to you all again very soon.